This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity here on The Real Side on GCN Live. And I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, whoever it takes. And I do so much appreciate the time you tune in and spend with us. Because we couldn't do it without you. Couldn't create the show without you. I love it when the show's yours. I try to keep up with you guys I shouldn't. They tell me I shouldn't. But I try to keep up with you guys in Facebook. I also try to keep up with the chat room that we have going on the website and the emails that you send me during the show. Kind of hard to do, so bear with me. Have a little patience with the old man. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host, and thanks so much for being with me tonight. Jason Wirt is going to join us after the break. And he's a great guy. I used to work with him over at the other network, or one of the other networks. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I really don't. He's a good guy. He's having some heartburn with the Skittles example. You know the Skittles example that's going around about how if there were three bad Skittles, three poison Skittles in a whole ball, what would you do? My wife and I both agree we'd throw them all away. We'd burn them all, throw them in the trash, do something, make sure nobody got their hands on them, got hurt by them. But that's just us. What do I know? And I think he's not so hot on that. So let's hit some of these. And like I said, if you want to send me a story, if there's a story that you really want me to do, send it to therealside.com, okay? Make sure it's a capital TRS in the subject line so I don't have to go chasing it and try to figure out whether you're trying to sell me something or what. So a Palestinian teacher scheduled to speak at a Clinton Global Initiative dinner next Tuesday is attracting criticism from the Republican Party because the woman's husband is a Palestinian official who was convicted of participating in a terror attack that killed six Israelis. Why is it? It really isn't us against them, isn't it, with the Dems? Is it not? It really is a situation, an attitude, a whatever. The Democrats seem, you know, what do they cozy up to? Let me see. They cozy up to the Saudis, right? They cozy up to the extremist leadership. How do you like that? When you talk about, there are, yes, this is not, and you know, some of you are going to go, oh, look at, there he goes, all crazy. No, no, there are Muslim Brotherhood people working there in the White House. Self-admitted. Not like the conspiracy guys, like, you know, not like Alex Jones came out and said, here's a list of Muslim Brotherhood people that work in the White House. No, they've come out and said they are. They are affiliated with, they were part of. Why can't we just, can we not take their words at face value? Or are we going to keep guessing? Anyway, so here's a guy. No, I know what you're going to say. Do we punish the woman for the husband's sins? I don't know. She divorced him, walked away from him. Is she not have anything to do with it anymore? Is he still in her life? Now, the Republican National Committee said featuring this teacher, Hannah Al-Harub, at the last Clinton Global Initiative event was insensitive, particularly as New York law enforcement are investigating a New Jersey man for planting bombs in the region. You know, it's really funny how they are, too, on the left. You can see it happen. It all points to that. Right? It all points to a certain group, a certain person, and they just want to ignore it. No, you can't do that. You cannot pin this on her because her husband did it, because I'm sure she knew nothing about it. In the wake of this weekend's attacks, granting a platform to the spouse of a terrorist. Yeah, they said it. A terrorist bomb maker just miles away from where the explosives were detonated days ago is an insult to the victims and makes a mockery of the Clinton Foundation. So says Raj Shah, Deputy Communications Director of the Republican National Committee. That's funny because, you know, I was always told that the Republican Party was just a group of old white guys. You know, white redneck kind of people. At least I was told. I mean, I'm still told that today. I started to tell you guys earlier about how I went to the I went to a high school last week. Talked to a couple of government classes. And basically, that's what it was all about. They really, really thought that we were just a bunch of old white people who hated everybody else but white people. Anyhow, asked to comment, spokesperson for Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation provided a statement from entertainment mogul Ham Saban, a major Clinton Foundation donor. Well, of course, what better place to go than to the guy with the money, right? Hanan Hal Haroub is a beacon of hope in the part of the world that is very dear to me, and he's in desperate need of more hope. The statement from Mr. Saban said, "I only wish more people honored her and the cause that she embodies." The so-called. So is he agreeing with? Is he kind of saying, "I'm behind you for what your husband has done"? Boy, man, I'm really confused now. The Clinton spokesman said the update in an update to the website, it was planned. It had nothing to do with the question from the journal. It's a standard for scheduling changes to occur leading up to our annual meeting. Right? Let me see. It occurs leading up to our annual meeting. In fact, GCI had roughly 30 updates to the site in 3 days leading up to the annual meeting. Now, Mrs. Haroub won the $1 million Global Teacher Prize this year from the Varkey Foundation, which also has given the Clinton Foundation between $1 million and $5 million. it just goes on. So here you are. She's heavily involved. Not Clinton, Mrs. Al Haroub. I hope I'm saying that right, because I'm not trying to make fun of her on purpose. She's heavily involved in education. She got grants. She's won prizes for it. And none of them think there's anything wrong with her husband being the bomb builder that has killed Israelis. It's killed innocent people. I guess that's okay. I don't know. We are upside down people. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Jason Work joins me after the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
First, we'll have a ball. You can stay on to the hour.
All right.
We got to go in. Hold on. We are back. I just love the music. That's why I don't say anything. I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of things you can do up there on the website. And look at, if you're a Facebook person, head over to Facebook. We're up live on Facebook trying to put out a quality product. A lot of conversation going on there as well. I do like having this next guy on. We built a relationship when I was on a different network, and one thing about this guy is it's always to the point. It's black and white. You don't have to guess about what he's saying, and you can trust what he's saying. But I always say you don't trust everything you hear. You got to go out and look at it yourself. I think you do. Don't listen to guys like me. I don't have a clue. I'm just a commentator. Anyway, Jason Wirt joins me right now, and Jason is the news director from USA Radio News. And Jason, hey, thanks for being on with me, buddy. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, I'd be the first person to tell somebody to go look it up for themselves. I mean, it's unfortunately, we live in a society where people are encouraged not to look stuff up for themselves, which is to our detriment.
Oh, I spoke to a group of high school kids last week, and one of the things that scared me to no end was the fact that they said that they get their information for, and you know what I'm going to say, 140 characters or less, right? What is that all about? How could you get any depth of thought when you got these things just streaming by your phone?
Other than saying pneumonia kills elderly people often, I don't know how much truth you can get into 140 characters.
Oh, hey, listen, what prompted the reach out was, yeah, you got a Skittles problem, don't you?
I am. Okay, let me just say for the record, I'm not supporting any presidential candidate. I don't vote in presidential elections because I don't even want to subconsciously be partial to any candidate. It's a choice I make. I know people disagree, but that's just...
Now, hold on a second. So, as a news director, okay, you're telling me that you're actually not going to do what every other news source is doing and push the conversation or push the person that you want elected?
Yeah, it's not my job to push an agenda. It's my job to be truthful to everybody. So... I determined about 12 years ago that I was looking at my reporting and I realized the person I was going to vote for, it wasn't blatant, but I could see it. And so I said at that point, well, to be as impartial as possible, I have to stop voting. And so it's a sacrifice I make, to be honest.
Yeah. So you got, let's talk about the Skittles issue here. You feel intellectually dishonest with the...
Okay, so I have to say that because unfortunately people are like, well, you're getting campy. Now... Okay, Trump Jr. sends out this picture of a bowl of Skittles and says, you know, three of them are poisoned. Are you going to grab a handful? Okay. The tweet has nothing to do about Skittles. That is not even remotely right. The point was, three items in this bowl are poison. Are you going to take a handful of something knowing one of them can kill you? That was the point.
Right.
And it was referring to the current immigration system where, let's face it, it has been proven through statistics, through a report that you may not know this, Joe, Department of Homeland Security is sitting on a report that proves this. Because it doesn't back the Obama narrative, terrorists are coming into the country through our immigration system.
No.
Well, I mean, even the Obama administration has evidence this is happening. Okay, so... It's not like this is political spin. The facts are in. The data's been researched. That is the truth, period. No political spin. And so he puts this out and was like, well, they're human beings. They're not pieces of candy. Okay, listen. That's one of the most intellectually dishonest things I have heard in a presidential campaign where intellectual dishonesty is being passed out about as much as, I don't know, oxygen to pneumonia patients. I mean, we're talking, you look at this, there is no way somebody who is even remotely has an ounce of integrity within them would look at that and say his statement was about Skittles. But that is what we saw from the liberal left and what we saw from Clinton campaign and her supporters. They seized on and said, well, you know, immigrants aren't candy. He never said immigrants were candy, but they kept saying it, lying through their teeth, knowing it was a lie, because they know there's a large segment of Americans who, like we said at the start of this segment, aren't going to go look it up for themselves. They believe whatever they're told. And so I am just sick of the raging intellectual dishonesty that is being so casually accepted. And I'm not just going to, you know, always bashing liberals. I'm bashing conservatives here. Conservatives need to stand up when something like this happens. Even if you don't like Trump, stand up and say, all right, you know what? I am sick of you degrading America through your intellectual dishonesty. That is what's happening here.
Yeah, but this is not. But Jason, come on, this is nothing new, all right? When you look at everything that's been going on, mainstream media's been covering for her like crazy. It makes outlets like yours and you as an honest journalist, it makes it very hard for you to get the point across because you're considered a conservative. And the bottom line one is, of course, you're gonna plow on her or beat on her. Just go back to 9/11 for a minute. You know, you talk about dishonesty at its highest, and everybody around pushed a narrative as well. Here we had 2 days supposedly after she had an examination. They found out she had pneumonia, which takes a heck of a lot longer than a doctor's visit to an office. So on Sunday, she's suffering from heat exhaustion or heat stroke, whatever you want to call it. And then after she goes to her daughter's apartment, she gets a little water in her, and all of a sudden she recalls, oh, I have pneumonia, as of Friday. And then Billy Boy comes out on Tuesday, and what does he say? What's all the fuss? People get the flu all the time. You want to talk about dishonesty?
Well, I mean, what I found really funny, and not funny as in ha-ha, but funny as in ironic, when all this was going down with Hillary, and I was like, oh, pneumonia's not that big a deal, you know, pneumonia. There was a movie that Johnny Depp was in called Crybaby. And they had an actress in it that they made her up to look really ugly. They called her character Hatchet Face. She died of pneumonia at 60 years old while this was going on. Hillary's 69, okay? So when somebody comes out and says, well, pneumonia's not that big a deal in somebody who's elderly, they're lying through their teeth. And, Joe, you're right. I mean, this is not anything new. But we are getting to the point where it is now becoming so
normal and acceptable. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. You know what that's all about. We'll be back in a minute.
Yeah.
I'm Joe with Senior Hulch. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Oh, yeah. There's everything I see come across my screen now, I stop and check it out. You know, if you get a minute, go hit up my... Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Always a pleasure when you join me. Whether you're in the chat room on the Facebook feed. I got that right, right? Facebook feed? Yeah, okay. This new technology just makes me crazy. Anyway, I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or just, you know, I try to comment on the feeds as they go by, but I'm not the fastest guy in the room, let me tell you what. Jason Wirt joins me. He used to be a frequent guest on the show. We just haven't got around to it. I don't know what happened, Jason. You lost my number or something, whatever. But he's a news director, USA Radio News, and I do enjoy him. And I don't know everybody, but from the news guys that I know, he's one of the most. He's a guy that has some of the most integrity of the others that I've dealt with. I don't know why I'm so tongue-tied. Maybe because I'm coming up on the last segments of the show. Anyway, Jason, thanks for joining me tonight. I appreciate it.
By the way, you may not be Swift, but if Taylor wants to marry me, I'll change my last name and be Swift. That's fine.
Oh, yeah. Well, you wouldn't do this anymore, would you, right?
She's only beautiful and worth 900 gazillion.
So, Jason, being a news guy, here's one of the questions I have, and people think I'm being too harsh, but on Friday, supposedly, when Mrs. Clinton got examined by her doctor, now I went down the list to see what it takes to do a pneumonia examination. Now, you can't do that at the clinic known as the Chelsea Clinic, you know, her daughter's apartment. You really have to go in and get x-rays and that kind of stuff. It's not a 10-minute exam. Do you not believe that the news people, other journalists would have been all over this? Somebody would have found out that she was having a visit of some kind, don't you think? Or am I just reaching here?
Well, okay, let me take my journalist hat off for a second because there's going to be some opinion in this. And so I want to state up front that this is a little opinion based. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton have established a 40-year foundation and infrastructure of secrecy. When it comes to hiding things from people, the Clintons are among the best in American history. Now, there's no way they could have detected pneumonia without an x-ray of some kind. Do I believe they could have found a way to sneak an x-ray machine into a ballroom at a hotel where she had an appearance and do that x-ray, and the only people who would know would be her doctor and the Secret Service? Yeah. And it wouldn't be that hard to arrange, really. So I think they did diagnose her with pneumonia the proper way. I think they just took great lengths to hide it. And, Joe, the big thing, and this is something I'm putting journalist hat back on here, and a lot of your listeners may not know this, because this was a very big slip-up by Kim Kane. And it was downplayed by a lot of the major media. And I know I ran wild with it on our network. They did not tell Tim Kaine she had pneumonia. He found out from reporters.
Yeah, but wait a minute. In all fairness, okay? Doesn't that follow that whole administration's line? Didn't Barack always say that, I found out about the Benghazi thing on the news just like you did. Remember when he went through that period, everything he found out, apparently his security people around him were too inept to tell him what was going on in the world. He had to get it from ABC and NBC.
Well, he flat out lies. That's because he knows the people that support him aren't going to question him on it. But, I mean, you're looking at this, folks. The vice presidential candidate, the man who would ascend to the presidency, was not being told of a potentially life-threatening illness of the Democratic presidential candidate. Think about that.
I hear you.
Everybody downplays everything, and everybody, this is again comes back to that intellectual dishonesty, but this is a big thing with me, and this is going to irritate some of your conservative listeners. When I went into journalism, whenever I went into college in the 80s and studied journalism and broadcast news, my heroes were the Edward R. Murrows, the Brinkleys, the guys who, yeah, if you looked at them politically, they were liberal, but they spoke plain, they spoke the truth, and they let people make up their own minds because they knew the American people in general were smart enough. If you presented them the facts, they would come up with their own conclusions.
Right. I'm good with that.
I mean, I have to.
Yeah.
I can't do my job every day and come in there and strive to just present facts to people without clinging that perhaps naive thought that Americans are smart enough, if they take the time to stop and look, to see through the garbage. Now, no.
Well, wait a minute. I gotta. You say if they take the time to look, I'm watching how people are getting their news. You know, this whole thing with us in the media, in radio, right? You're in radio, I'm in radio, but what are we doing? We've got cameras on. We've got to be on the interweb and Facebook and tweet out and all the other happy stuff.
Oh, yes.
And that's to get the young people to a big degree. And and I've said it. It's been a complaint of mine from day one. How much depth can you get in 140 characters or less? When you do a search, you remember the whole thing with Google about how they were covering for Hillary? You can't find anything negative on Hillary? Right. So I do it now. You do it too. When you do research for stories and you go to Google, I don't use Google as much anymore. I go to Bing. I go to Yahoo. I go to AltaVista. I go to places that have been dead for a long time, but they still work. But
well, I go to places that I don't share with other people because I don't want them tainted.
Well, that's what I'm saying to you, though, is you've got to go sometimes 5 and 6 and 7 pages deep to start getting the truth.
Well, let me give you an example, a prime example, Joe, of what I'm talking about. When the bombings happened in New York and Hillary Clinton finally came out, what she did is she attacked Donald Trump. And then she says, well, his rhetoric is giving aid and comfort to the terrorists. That language is the exact language of the federal statute for treason. Hillary Clinton was telling the American people Donald Trump is a traitor to America. Now, did you see that on the nightly news?
No.
But this sick reporter went back and looked up the federal, I pulled out the federal statute and stood there, and I did a story where I said, here's what Clinton said, here's the federal statute, Hillary Clinton is thus accusing Trump of being a traitor. Now, nobody, the media is not doing, it's a lack of, I'll be honest with you, my problem with the media is not necessarily they're being slanted. We are all human beings. Everybody is biased. My problem is They are deliberately choosing to leave out truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's my problem. And when Hillary Clinton comes out and accuses Donald Trump of treason, that should be a top headline that one presidential candidate says the other is a traitor.
You know what? Yeah, the thing that bothered me the most is she is running around and she's talking about how he can't be trusted in the White House. You know, he's got a temper. He can't be trusted to do this, that, and the other thing. She's known for having a temper. She's known for being, you know, throwing things around in the White House. She's known for yelling at people and downgrading or degrading the military that are around her. You know, I've got I've got Buzz Patterson coming on the show next week, and he's going to talk about he spent years with them. He was the guy carrying the football when Billy lost the football codes, right? And
yes.
And Buzz had to ask him one day. He said, "You know, sir, do you have? Can you show me the codes? I need to verify you have the codes." And he said, "No, I don't have them." And he said, "Well, how long have you been? Have they been missing?" He goes, "I haven't got a clue." All right, think about that. And Trump is not capable of holding that. Are we serious?
Well, and see, this is the kind of thing, you know, to go back to the thing with Hillary and her pneumonia not telling the vice president. The top story on every newscast in America should have been the anchor coming out and saying the Democratic candidate for president has a life-threatening illness and they hid it from their vice presidential candidate. That's the truth. That's the fact. That's what every journalist in America should have said. But that's not what was said, and that's what's wrong.
Well, look at this. You've got Johnson today. He comes out and he says, you know, we talked a little bit about it during the break, where he comes out and he said he was thankful that nobody got hurt in the Chelsea explosion. All right? This was the same guy. You know, he didn't know what cities were under attack in the Middle East. He just doesn't seem to be, I don't know, maybe it's a dope smoking, I don't know, but he doesn't seem to be in the same world that we're in. And if you're running for president, you know, some people are making kind of excuses for him, but if you're running for president, you want to be on the ballot in all 50 states, you want to be up there on the stage, you should have people around you that are keeping you up. I know it's hard to keep up. You and I have a hard time. We're going to have to talk about that on the other side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Rail Side. Be back in just a couple of minutes. Okay, I know it's hard to keep up, but my God, if you're a presidential candidate, you better have a clue.
Got that right.
We had that guy on that wrote Crisis of Character. I can't remember his name.
Oh, great book.
Yeah. We had him on. I talked to him about, man, there were some stories we just couldn't do on the air.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Free ride. Edgar Winter. When rock and roll was real. You know what I'm saying? But there is no free ride. You already know that. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. If you're on Facebook already, head over to our Facebook site, and there's a lot going on there as well. I want to say hello to Bill and Sharon from Indiana, also Jules from California. Central California, though, Jules. I mean, I got to say, there's less, and you'll get this, less fruits and nuts in the central part of the state than there are in Southern California. Anyhow, I want to bring Jason Wirt back on. He's the news director for USA Radio Networks. And Jason, again, thanks for being with me tonight.
Oh, glad to be here, Joe.
Yeah, you know, we're having to work 10 times as hard to get information on these people. And again, when everybody's getting their information from their smartphone and that kind of stuff, man, you got to work. Guys like you have to work twice as hard to get truth out there with less words, right?
Well, it's a battle. And part of the battle is the fact that, you know, a lot of the liberal media are whining and complaining and giving that, you know, wah, when it comes to the way Trump is treating them. You know, the fact of the matter is the Clinton campaign treats anybody they consider a conservative news source just as bad, if not worse.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a general contempt among the Clinton folks for the media. The difference is there's just a lot of media people that are liberal Democrats, and thus that's their chosen side. And it's very, very hard because it's almost impossible to get a straight answer out of a candidate. And when you do, most of the time they look like a fool. Gary Johnson, perfect example.
Yeah.
I lived in New Mexico when he was governor. I have met him on multiple occasions. Gary Johnson is an honest-to-God nice guy. But, you know, he has issues. I don't think he's ready to be president on any level. But when he says something like you referenced earlier, that he's grateful nobody was hurt in New York, he meant to say killed, but he wasn't thinking. I think the pot may have gotten to it. But, you know, out of all the major candidates, if I had to say, okay, which one is most likely to get straightforward, honest answer, it would be Gary Johnson. And honestly, Jill Stein, because she's so far out there, she's a close second because she's got nothing to lose. But a straight answer out of Hillary or the Trump campaign, good luck.
Yeah, I know. And I can only imagine how frustrating it is from a news perspective. Hey, let me get your thoughts on something like this. It's a story I did earlier, but you know, some people have already responded. This is no big deal. Did you hear about the Palestinian teacher's speech at the Clinton event where her husband was sentenced to 10 years? He was a bomb builder, and he was picked up by the Israelis, and he was sentenced to 10 years in prison. Now, she is giving a speech, or she'll be speaking at the Clinton Global Initiative. Here's my thought on this. Why does it seem like the Clintons go out of their way, and I'll even go a little further, it seems like a majority of the Democrats go out of their way to choose the exact opposite of what they should be choosing. Why are we going after Palestinians whose significant other have been put in jail for creating bombs that kill Israelis? Why isn't she, you know, reaching out to Americans that have achieved great things here in this country?
Well, I'll tell you exactly why. You look at President Obama at the United Nations today. The whole focus of his speech was globalization. We need to be a global country. We need to stop. You know, he said there needs to be pure and total equality on the world stage. The focus of Hillary Clinton, the focus of Barack Obama, the focus of the Democratic Party in America is not Americans. It's globalization. And you need to look at everything they do through that realization that they are not focused on America first. They are focused on globalization first.
Yeah, that is extremely scary. And it is what he's been, you know, I've been saying this for a long time, which is everybody says, you know, Mr. Obama wants to destroy the country. I'm not so sure he wants to destroy the country. I'm sure he wants to get it to a point of a third/fourth world nation so that he can do exactly what you're just talking about. Makes it easier to make the nations equal. When you look at the European Union, for instance, the only country there that has any real strength of the two only countries, Britain and Germany, and Germany, and not so much anymore. They are in a world of hurt right now with the refugee issues that they're having over there. We don't want to be like them. We became the country we became because of the way Americans look at life, the freedom that we want, our entrepreneurship, if you want, our drive to succeed. He's not into the drive to succeed. To him, he sees a drive to succeed as a bad thing.
Well, Joe, at the UN today, I mean, if you really want to see what the real agenda of the Obama administration has been the last 7 years. See, check out his speech at the UN. He actually said, and I did a double take, conservatives
go ahead.
Are afraid. He said that conservatives in America fear contamination from immigrants. And that's why they are going out of their way to stop them, because they don't want their America contaminated with immigrants. This man got on the world stage and said that at least half of America doesn't want people from other countries because they don't want to be contaminated. Really?
All right. I got it. So what do you do about conservative immigrants? How do you treat them? I mean, seriously, well, my grandparents are conservative immigrants.
How much time do we have left, Joe? I know we're getting close.
About 4 minutes. 3.5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a gentleman who's no longer a friend of mine after this discussion I had with him. Very hardcore liberal. Marches the party line right down the numbers. And he was going on about Hillary's immigration plan. He was going. Sorry, I had a tech issue there.
Yes.
He was going on about the immigration plan, and I looked him dead in the eye and said, look, the fact of the matter is the immigration system right now in America allows terrorists to come through unchecked. If you truly believe in the security of America that you claim you do, and you claim that the Democratic Party is about the security of America, then explain to me why you have a problem with stopping a system where terrorists can get through and have been proven to get through, stopping it, fixing as many problems as we can, and then restarting immigration. He ripped in, he's like, all these years I put up with your bigotry and your hate against that, and just... liberal talking point. When the bottom line is this, and this is, you know, conservative people who are listening, liberal people, if you're listening, give me an honest answer to this. I really want to know how you can defend this position. The current U.S. immigration system has been proven to allow Islamic terrorists into the country. How, if you love this country, can you justify not only letting more people in under that system, but refusing to stop it to fix what we know are glaring problems?
Well, they can't.
I'm still waiting for an intellectually honest answer.
Now, you know, most of them will tell you that we can handle open borders, that having to vet everybody, having to do what we do is really, really wrong, and it's discriminatory to those who are really coming here for a better life. But, you know, some of the listeners have already heard this. I told a story the other night about how, look, in my day, in the 70s, where I grew up in Boston, there were Italian families coming in every week. New families coming into classes every week. Guess what? They did it the right way. They spent up to 30 days on a ship to get here. They found a sponsor. They went and did the paperwork. And guess what? They wanted to be here. It was very obvious. They didn't have to hide in the shadows. Right? It's totally different than when you break the law to get here, you have to hide, and then you do nothing for the 20. Here's my, we haven't got the time, but here's my irritant. If you've been here for 10, 15, 20 years, and you haven't made an attempt to become an American citizen, even though you came here illegally, nothing, you've done absolutely nothing, get on a bus, go home. Because you don't want to be here. You don't want it bad enough.
And the thing is, Joe, they wanted to be Americans.
They did.
They wanted to come in and assimilate to the culture that America had. And now the Democratic Party wants to destroy assimilation because, well, I have to ask them, why do they want to destroy people assimilating into American culture?
Because they don't want it to be, they don't want us to be Americans. They don't want this to be an American free culture. You got about 30 seconds.
Well, I just want to encourage your listeners, left, right, I don't care your political views right now. For the sake of America, for God's sake, read multiple sources.
Yeah.
Don't take anything at face value. Do some research and educate yourself, please.
Agree with you. Hey, thanks for being with me, Jason. I appreciate the time you spent with me tonight. I really did.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it.
I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. You have to go far. We're over. We're done. I get to go take a nap or grab something to eat. We'll be back here tomorrow. Look, at seriously, I do appreciate the time you spent with me tonight. Let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. If I can irritate somebody on your behalf, I'm more than happy to do so. Check us out on TheRealSide.com. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks, Jason. Really appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, brother. Call me anytime, dude.
I will. If you got something hot you want to talk about, let me know. I'll bring you on, too.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. Take it easy.